Just a brief summary of these ayat that we have read, very important with regard to jadu, and which has come, the Quran Sharif has explained it here, and a brief history of it, that in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, was one of the great Nabis of Allah Ta'ala, one of the great Anbiya. In his time, Allah Ta'ala had granted him great mu'jizat, great miracles, and mainly Allah explains because of their making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And because of that, he controlled the jinn, the in, the mankind, birds, animals, winds, everything Allah had granted him to control that. And also in his time, the jinn and insan, man, lived with one another all the time. Amongst the jinnat are those who are righteous and pious also, and there are those which are evil and wrongdoers also. They are called the shayateen. So the people, human beings, were learning jadu from this jinnat. And jadu also has got an effect which amazes a person, which is out of the ordinary. Just like mu'jiza is also out of the ordinary. Because of this, people could not differentiate of what jadu is and what the mu'jizat and the great miracles which Allah gives a person, what they are. For us easily to understand, it's like one person who does his business properly according to Sharia, and Allah gives him barakat in them. And another person does business with stolen goods on interest, etc. And that also, it seems that he's really he's making money and he's really living it up. So the people cannot now make the difference out between the two. Or the difference between interest and doing business properly. One is a person lives on interest, and one is a person who does business properly. The end result also outwardly shows lot of barakat, lot of goodness. But the one is totally haram, which is the wrong things. And the other one is totally halal, which are the right things. So for that, Allah sent two farishtas, Harut and Marut, to a place, Babylon, in order to teach the people the reality of this jadu. Not that they make jadu, but that they understand the difference between jadu and the mu'jizat, the miracles which Allah Ta'ala grants. Just like if somebody explains about interest, or about doing business with backdoor goods, and if it is from a deeni side, it isn't that the people start buying backdoor goods, stolen goods, and do business, or the people do business with interest, etc. But it is to make them understand the difference and to stay away from the harm. It clearly, these two farishtas, Harut, Marut, used to say that we are a test for you, we are teaching you, but it is not for you to practice it. It is for you to stay away from it. So that was the case. Jadu is prevalent till today also, and a lot of it also. But also at the same time, we must not overplay it. And we neglect our things, what we have to do. Like a person is not faithful in his marriage relationship is breaking down, now he blames it on jadu. But it is because he is not faithful. Or a person doesn't pay attention to his business, and then the business is not doing well, now he blames it on jadu. So a lot of it is that also. But there is jadu also. And now the next question comes of the prevention of jadu and those who have been affected, the solution of it. There are a lot of amils also, but to find a genuine amil is very hard. Lot of wrong things in the name of being amils they do with regard to people. It's a money making, a big money scheme, and also many women, their respect and honor is taken also, and worst of all, people's iman is also lost. People start believing in all these other things, and all the various types of jadu, especially those that come from Jewish sources, the Kabbalah, that is very, very harmful also, and it comes in a very disguised form. in the form where they hypnotize people, take people on a journey, a past journey, and you must speak about your whole life, what you did, which is totally against the teachings of Islam, to expose one's sense to anyone. And then also going to resorts and retreats, etc. All these are the same effect. So the effect of this is that it overtakes the mind of a person. And from here, as Maulana Idris Kandilvi rahmatullah alayhi has written way back in his time, that reading of novels, looking at digest books, etc., in which there are photos of people, it also has the effect of this jadu. And that is that a person just can't see the truth there. And as we experience with many of our women folk, even men, and our youngsters especially, they are adamant to do the wrong things. And no matter how much you explain to them, it just does not make sense to them. It is all this effect of jadu. And the remedy for that is the Quran Sharif, recitation of Quran Sharif. And if they don't themselves want to read, let us try and read, not put on some radio or put on some cassettes or some other recordings, but that we read ourselves in the house, the whole house. The effect of Quran will come on the whole house. Reading of Durood Sharif has got a very great effect. Making Tawbah and Istighfar, reading the third Kalima, the whole third Kalima, all these things have got great, great effects. And if it is done with giving some sadaqah, charity, and also du'as with this, inshallah, this jadu effect, this which they are so adamant just to do their wrong things and they can't understand the right. Whether a person is a drug addict, whether he's an alcoholic, whether he's a humanizer, whether he's a gambler, with this barakat of this 100%, it will have its effect. And to build our yaqeen, we should understand, like one sahabi came, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said that my brother has got a pain in his stomach. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, give him honey. He came back and he said, the pain is getting worse. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, give him honey a few times. And then he said, it's becoming worse. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your brother's stomach is lying, honey can't be lying. Allah has put shifa in honey, so there can be no doubt. So if we have that yaqeen, that these things, that the recitation of Quran, the third kalima, durood sharif, these things have got their effect. But unfortunately, we don't have that yaqeen. We got yaqeen on counselors, on psychologists, on amils, etc. If we have yaqeen on this, it will definitely have its effect, and all this jadu or the effects of jadu will go away from people. We can read manzil also, we can read the three quls, which are very, very effective. Three times each, every morning and evening. How many times it is repeated, but each of us have to see whether I'm reading it or not. So if we are, or the jadu has been made on us or anyone around us, or to prevent the jadu, these are simple, straightforward, free of charge solutions. If we use them, definitely Allah Ta'ala will protect us. And we must be very careful. When just because a little problem comes, it comes from Allah to test us and not to push us further away from Him and start getting involved in all doing wrong things. And on the other hand, when Allah Ta'ala tests us and we make sabr and we obey Allah Ta'ala, Allah brings us closer to Him. And Allah Ta'ala accepts us more, like the test to present time we are going to. With the masajid, there are so many people who have come more closer to the masjid, but unfortunately many people have abandoned the masjid. Many have come to namaz, many have abandoned namaz. So it is a test from us, and we have to see in which direction we are going. So this is also a great lesson here which Allah has given us. It is not just some story telling about Harut and Marut, etc. And the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, also one of the terrible effects of this was that the people in the time of Sulaiman, they went to the extent of calling him a magician, that he is doing jadu, na'uzu billah. Allah clarified it very clearly, wa ma kafara Sulaiman. Sulaiman alayhi salam didn't do any of these things. So Allah ta'ala guide us to righteousness, save us from this jadu, and also very important that we don't make jadu and we don't go and have jadu made by somebody. Whether it is some amir, or whether it is somebody who knows jadu, or whether it is some sangoma, or whether it is some therapist, or whoever it is, we must stay very far away from all this and stick to Quran and Sunnah and the deen which Allah has given us, which are pure and clean, and by which we will get the great karamats and the great miracles Allah will give, and the effects of it will be much, much more superior than what jadu can be. May Allah guide us all to righteousness.